From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Longtime West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd is dead at age 92. The Democratic senator was an orator in the old style and a force to uphold the Constitution and Senate rules. NPR's Korva Coleman reports Robert Byrd had been hospitalized last week for heat exhaustion.
Robert Byrd served twice as Senate Majority Leader and chaired the powerful Appropriations Committee. Among his thousands of votes, he took pride in opposing the U.S. invasion of Iraq in March 2003.
Instead of isolating Saddam Hussein, we seem to have succeeded in isolating ourselves.
A vote that Byrd regretted was siding against the 1964 Civil Rights Act. He had also been a member of the Ku Klux Klan, actions he described later in life as terrible mistakes. Byrd was passionate about poetry and the Constitution. He kept a small, well-worn copy in a close pocket from which he often quoted. Korva Coleman, NPR News, Washington.
Hearings get underway in the Senate Judiciary Committee today for Elena Kagan, President Obama's pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. NPR's David Wellner has more on what's expected. Kagan is currently Solicitor General supervising government litigation before the High Court, and she's a former Harvard Law School dean.
Elena Kagan's met with more than 60 senators and every member of the Judiciary Committee. Still, the panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions, has misgivings about approving her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
I think we need to know the nominee understands that she would have to serve under the Constitution, that they're not above it, and they don't get to remake it or rewrite it.
Republicans fault Kagan for never having been a judge. They also say she's too political. But California Democrat and Judiciary Committee member Dianne Feinstein is not worried about the confirmation hearing.
No one ever knows everything that's going to come up, so I suppose there could be some surprises, but I would anticipate it would be relatively uneventful.
Democrats outnumber Republicans on the committee 12-7. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband is dead at age 78. Martin Ginsburg had metastatic cancer. Nations at the G20 summit in Canada pledged to cut in half their budget deficits by 2013 and balance their budgets from 2016. But even though the pledge is more than German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she expected, it's also non-binding. Here's President Obama at the G20 meeting, saying all countries, including the U.S., must be fiscally responsible and that the U.S. cannot rescue the world.
After years of taking on too much debt, Americans cannot and will not borrow and buy the world's way to lasting prosperity.
Stock markets in Europe are up today, financial stocks leading the way after failure of proposed global regulations. This is NPR News. The investigation into the deadly coal mine blast in West Virginia finally moves underground this week. NPR's Howard Berkus reports it's taken almost 3 months to make sure the Upper Big Branch mine is safe.
The explosion at Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine rocked the Coal River Valley in April, but toxic and explosive gases and a lingering hotspot kept investigators out of the mine until now. For the last month, mine rescue teams have been restoring the ventilation systems that are supposed to keep methane and coal dust from reaching explosive concentrations. Investigators have talked to more than 100 people above ground with some knowledge of the mine, the conditions before the explosion, the practices of the mining company, and the oversight provided by federal regulators. FBI agents have also been conducting a criminal probe. But getting back underground is considered key to figuring out what triggered the blast and why 29 mine workers died. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Forecasters say weather will be somewhat calmer in the Midwest and North Central states today. Lightning storms and winds through the weekend left thousands of airline passengers stranded and cut power in parts of Chicago. In eastern Michigan, St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan says one person is dead after strong winds ripped through a campground.
It upended a number of trailers throughout the campground and caused a tremendous amount of destruction.
Four people were injured. One trailer, which was occupied at the time, landed in a pond. And rather, that trailer was unoccupied. World Cup soccer is now halfway through the first of its elimination rounds. Today, the world's most popular team, Brazil, goes up against Chile. The Netherlands plays Slovakia. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.